Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Life in Van podcast. It's Chris.
And it's Taylor.
Yeah, you're here.
I am.
We're doing our bi-weekly duo episode.
Nice. Did we miss last week?
No, I uploaded last week. What do you think I do?
I don't know.
What do you think I do? We do bi-weekly. Do you not know what goes in between our episode? Do you not know the upload schedule? Guest.
I feel like I'm a little out of the loop.
Our episode, guest. You like that? That's why I have so many episodes like going into like the next 3 months, because we're breaking it up with our episodes.
Hmm.
Yeah. So much content.
Yes.
Too much.
I think the listeners need more content of me.
I agree.
Just me talking.
By yourself, like not even me.
Maybe we should do it tri-weekly and one of the weeks is just me talking.
Without me at all.
Without you, yeah.
Just you. I think it's interesting, like I've wanted to kind of ask people how they found the episode with you and Travis, because I got smoked out from the fire in that episode. So I really didn't. So it was kind of like an unintentional, you know, solo host episode, which is what I usually do with our guests. So,
yeah. I haven't really been privy to the feedback. I'm curious what you've heard.
Oh, nothing. I'd have to ask. I'm sure. Sorry. Sorry, that's not true. It was good. It was well received and it was listened to. I mean, tons of people tuned in. And I really nice. Did hype up. I hyped up two things. I hyped up that it was a special guest. No name. No name drop until you listen, because we introduced him at the top. And then the second thing was that you really took the reins and hosted yourself. Not like hosted yourself, but hosted Travis.
So people were tuning in for the train wreck that was you hosting.
No, the train wreck that was me having to run off screen because I couldn't see. Because we filmed that episode because it was so beautiful outside that night. It was so nice. And we were like, yeah, let's get some like natural raw nature sounds in. And I was like, let's do a fire, because there's something about a fire, you know, sitting around a fire and talking and the sounds of like the crackling. And well, it went well, and the fire went well in the sense that I got smoked out and couldn't see because my eyes hurt so bad. And I'm like trying to contribute to this conversation, but simultaneously trying not to draw attention to myself because I didn't want to interrupt the amazing dialogue you guys were having. And Travis just starts laughing because he's like, I'm sorry, I can't focus. Kristen's like losing it over there.
Yeah. Campfire smoke has a mind of its own. Sometimes it just like hones in on one person and just fucks up.
And it didn't matter where I moved. Like, it was me. I was the sole focus of that fire's rage. It was just up in my lungs and my eyeballs.
You know the AI focus that you have on your...
That was the fire.
That was the fire.
I love that AI. I love that AI focus. That AI focus, which I just recently discovered. I'm, like, trying to get in frame and, like, press the button on my phone before I lose the Bluetooth connection to do my self timer, and I had no idea that the AI option was.
It's probably more what's the word I'm looking for? It's better than expecting me to get you in focus.
Well, that's a whole thing. We'll talk about that today, about relationships and intimacy. We'll unpack
that's quite
that.
The segue.
Well, we'll unpack it because I feel like I have some things to say. about our relationship, like relationships in general. And I think like communication and articulating yourself. But the focus of today really is intimacy on the road in van life and like, you know, the relationship dynamics in van life. And, you know, I know a lot of you are new to following, you know, Taylor and I on the podcast and possibly following me on social media, but we have actually done van life. We haven't just had an empty van for 2 years. We started our van build for our first van in 2019. And we were living in that for almost just under a year and sold that, then got our new van, blah, blah, blah. But we did do van life. So we do have some insight on what that was like for us in a new relationship. We had not been dating for that long. We were under 6 months into our relationship when we moved into that van. So, And we built the van out in the beginning stages of our relationship, which I think a lot of long-term partners have talked about how if you make it through the build with your partner, then you can get through anything, which I obviously don't personally relate to because I still felt we were like in the cupcake honeymoon phase of our relationship. So we were just like, I just felt like there was nothing you could do that would irritate me, and probably vice versa. But now I irritate you every moment that I take a breath. And and you know, I feel like
that's not true. This,
like you had to clarify that, like just as if people, they're like, oh my God, really? Oh my God, girl, are you okay? No, I was kind of kidding. But I think it'll be interesting during this build to see how we approach it. But I want to focus on that time that we were in our van in 2020 and what our relationship and what the intimacy specifically in our relationship was like.
Yeah. I think that our experience might have been slightly skewed by the fact that we had a pretty small bed, but we did make it work. And I don't think you know, the frequency that we had sex dropped much, if at all.
No, I think we just got creative. I think we had to, because as we've said on so many episodes and online and on social media, I've like, you know, beaten a dead horse here. Our bed was so small. It was made for ants, inside joke if you've been following us long enough, made for ants. And it was just, it wasn't the most romantic thing to try and seduce your partner on, because it just, you're hitting your head off the ceiling, you are hitting your head off a cupboard. Like, it was really difficult to engage specifically on the bed, but around it we
made use of the space.
It was 100% dual space, dual usage
as with everything in van life.
If you can't
But yeah, I would say like never mind. Our experience maybe wasn't representative of what it could be for a lot of folks that just have either a bigger bed or a bit more spacious of an area. But I mean, like logistically speaking, as long as you're in like a, you know, a low key area, like obviously your van's going to rock a little bit. And I think that's just a given, but
that's part of it.
Yeah, I think if you just like park in a low-key area, nobody else is around. There's really, yeah.
Yeah, I think obviously there's that aspect of it. It's like, oh my gosh, how do you not draw attention to yourself? And it's like, well, don't make it obvious. I mean, go somewhere where you would have some privacy. You know, don't maybe engage. If you don't want to be sought out, maybe don't do it in a Walmart parking lot. I don't know. If being sought out is your thing, then do it in a Walmart parking lot. That's great. Do it in a high traffic area. But if you want some privacy, then I would suggest obviously going somewhere kind of secluded, like a park, or, you know, and parking really far away from people, very far away from people, or Crown land, BLM land, you know, for people in the US. Like there's so many options. You know, like it really isn't that complicated. But I think when it comes down to how do you create a space where intimacy can kind of just like bloom, you know?
And whoa.
I know I got really wordy. But it's where it can authentically happen. You know, it's authentic. It's not forced. And I think that's hard because, you know, if you're not clean, or if you want to shower, or if maybe it smells like garbage in the van, you have to dump something. Like, no, but you know what I mean? It's all a small space. Like your garbage is overflowing, your composting bin for your food is overflowing. Like there's a lot of things that can really take away from a moment.
Yeah, no, totally.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I feel like I'm taken away from your moment right now. No, I totally agree. I think like there's obviously a lot of factors that go into setting the mood. And I think it's not much different than, you know, living in an apartment in that respect. It might be logistically a bit more difficult sometimes, but yeah, it's all about putting the thought into it. And if you want it to happen, it'll happen.
Right. Maybe not when your van doesn't have air conditioning and it's...
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair...
I knew I'd have to be like jogging your memory a little bit. Yeah. Because it wasn't peaches and cream all the time. It was like often quite hot in the van, which does not set the mood. It's like, I don't want to... Don't touch me. I'm so hot.
Yeah, I think our sex life during the winter in the van was definitely much better than the summer.
Totally. Yeah. I think a lot of people that don't have air conditioning can probably relate to that.
Yeah. So I guess in the summer, just go to somewhere a little cooler.
Mild temperatured.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not as humid. I think the humidity was the main thing for us in Ontario.
Yeah. Ontario is pretty bad for that. But yeah, I mean, like, obviously do what you can. That was kind of a factor that kind of took the spicy spice out of it a little bit. Definitely didn't put anyone in the mood. But what I did was, to kind of gear up for this topic, I asked, some of the followers online, some of our audience members, to ask us some questions that they kind of like want answered specifically about, this topic. So, I guess I'll just
rhyme them off.
Yeah,
send it.
So the first one was, how do you keep the romance passion fired up during travels? We didn't really like obviously travel too much. I feel like we were quite stationary, but if we're just going to talk about in the general sense of like living in the van, I don't know, I don't like, you know, maybe buying a nice little outfit that I wanted to show off to Taylor. Like, I mean, that was super common. I spent an ungodly amount of money when I had an actual paying job on some lingerie that that amount will never be disclosed to Taylor. And yeah, so I think, like, I don't know, just trying to do stuff like that. Like, again, normal stuff that you would do in a house.
That's kind of where my mind is at. It's like not a whole lot changes in that respect from like regular house life to van life.
Yeah, when it comes to trying to keep things like spicy and engaging for both parties, like I think things stayed relatively. I think obviously like van life for us was super exciting, so I feel like that almost had a heightened. Like both of our sex drives were heightened because of that, because it's just like, it was so exciting. We're on this really cool adventure and we're with this person that we're like, you know, having these really, really extreme feelings for. And I think it probably heightened it if anything. And then we did go through some like pretty turbulent, times into the new year, into 2020, not just from the pandemic, but we had some personal stuff going on as well, in April of 2020. And so I think, you know, obviously because of that, for us specifically, I don't want to completely speak for you, but I'd imagine that when we're both going through kind of stressful, difficult times, we're not super keen to be particularly intimate with each other.
Yeah, I think that's like a pretty natural response. You know, obviously you gotta kind of recognize it and get back on the horse, so to speak.
Am I the horse?
It's more of a metaphorical horse, but
I
could see how that
you can
would
get back
be
on top of this horse.
Right. Yeah, maybe that wasn't the right.
No, but that's all I'm thinking about now.
Right. But yeah, I think like, yes, you're going through a stressful period, but at the same time, it's good to have that kind of consistency in the intimacy of your relationship.
Oh yeah. And like, I think just like sex aside, like I think even just, you know, something that we've just in the honesty of our relationship, even outside of a van, you know, it's so easy to get into a routine. And it's really easy to get into kind of like your own things that you don't even realize how much your relationship could be suffering just from the routine of your life and your relationship. And like, you just don't, it kind of just hits you all of a sudden. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, things have almost stagnated a bit and you've become complacent. And it's not even like you're unhappy. It's just really like, there's just, I don't want to say like there's no effort, but at the same time, it kind of is. It's just, you just get so comfortable. It's like, oh, you just don't even think about it.
Hmm. Yeah. I think habit is a huge factor in that. And just losing that reflectiveness, I think to grow as an individual and also as a couple, you always need to reflect, or frequently need to reflect on how things are going, how they can be improved, how you're feeling, how the other person's feeling.
Communication. It's huge.
Yeah. One thing I might say though, with respect to intimacy and van life, is I found that van life made me a bit more reflective because it kind of keeps you on your toes a little bit. Oh, yeah. You're not necessarily doing the same thing day to day. So you don't get into those patterns. You don't fall into those habits.
Yeah, you really can't. Yeah, you really can't have a routine in van life, because if you're on the go, like maybe if you're you know, boondocking, right? Like maybe if you're going to be somewhere for a while. But usually what seems to be pretty common is people are on the move. So it does kind of lend itself to, you're more in touch, I think, with what's going on. Yeah. And also van life. You're in such a small space, it's impossible to not be, you know, in touch with your partner. Like, we work in separate rooms now that we're not in the van and we're building out our new one. I mean, we really aren't in each other's space, although we spend an ungodly amount of time together still, which I love. We spend so much time together still. It's not the same as when we were in a van, you know, and we could easily keep in touch with each other and check in on each other and see how the other is doing. And just, yeah, just the little things, like, you know, giving you a hug, or like you just asking how my day's going, or you usually having a snack at lunch and then offering me your snack and then me eating all of it. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It certainly keeps you more physically close to your partner. So that's conducive to a lot of things. Just those, you know, increased interactions throughout the day. I guess it helps you gain an understanding of where they're at, where things are at in general. Obviously, I think that's a good thing for mm-hmm. like understanding your intimacy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that kind of wraps up that question. That was a good one. That was from Life in the Real Photography. And then this one's from Angelique. And this one's kind of funny. Is did anyone have sex against your van?
Against your van?
Yeah. And then she wrote, ha ha ha, a bunch of times afterwards.
I feel like she's asking from personal experience.
Well, so she is a van lifer, right? So she's, I don't know where she is right now, actually, in her van.
It's like the living room of her van.
Right. Okay. I don't know where the location of her van is right now. How about that? So she's been actually having a couple conversations with people about like having sex in public and like, what do you think of that? And like really kind of jumping into those taboo topics around sex. So it's been really cool to kind of trail along and read those. But I feel like that question is definitely, it sounds like it's way too specific.
Against your van.
Against your van.
Like in another van?
Did anyone have sex against your van? I'm taking it as like, if you're at like a festival and like you're in your van, like chilling, sleeping maybe. And then this couple like come up and they're like so out of it.
Mm.
And they just start having sex against your van.
standing up.
Yeah.
Like leaning, like James Dean style.
No. I think like she's facing the van, butt out, dude from behind.
So her head's like banging into the
side of the van. Yeah, that's a vibe.
If my memory serves me correct, I do not believe that has happened to us.
I thought you were going to say something else. I'm like, what are you about to dish out to the listeners? But
I'll keep that for another time.
Yeah, that's a couple drinks in type of podcast, type of like Patreon, OnlyFans type of podcast.
Right.
No, we've never had that happen. I can't say I would even really know. I think I would like, so if we were to put ourselves in a situation where that were to happen, I could see myself like thinking like, is that what I think? Am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? And then just like look at you and just start losing my shit, like laughing. Like I can't, I'm like, no way is this happening. I don't know if I'd interrupt.
I would definitely interrupt.
You.
Are you ready? Yeah, one of those for sure.
I think
maybe
I
a little bang on the
I think
side
I would do
van.
That. I think I don't think I would go out and approach them because I don't know these people. What if they're like not good people? Or oh my God, we start the van and we drive away.
I like that better.
That is so funny. Can we please do that?
Yeah, in the very unlikely.
Well,
chance.
I don't think it'll happen, but if it does happen, can we just look at each other and one of us just like races to the front? And then the other one films.
Yeah.
God, that'd be so funny. I think that's a better response. Don't engage. Just start the van and drive away.
I like it.
Okay. I honestly, if I were to engage in a thing where I'm having sex in public outdoors, I don't think I would be inclined to have it against a vehicle.
No. Probably like a... like a grassy meadow.
Well, I mean, are we assuming that there's grassy meadows at every corner? Or like,
no, but there's maybe not a grassy meadow, but at least like a patch of grass.
I mean, that sounded pretty nice how you were describing it. I feel like maybe that's something you want to experiment. Like that's a deep-seated like want that you've never admitted to yourself.
Maybe.
Do you need a meadow for you?
Freudian slip.
Yeah. We can get you a meadow.
I feel like it's just like the best option if you're outside, like a nice cushiony grass.
Well, yeah. It's pretty ideal. Like I probably wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
A tree trunk?
It'd be like an itchy carpet.
The grass?
Yeah.
An itchy carpet?
Yeah.
I feel like grass is a bit nicer than itchy carpet. Grass is a bit softer.
I feel like grass.
If it's a meadow. I mean, it's meadow grass.
Yeah, it'd be like a mattress, like a grass mattress.
We can get you if that's what you need. We can get you a meadow.
That'd be great.
I'm just saying I don't think it would be a vehicle for me.
No.
Yeah. And I was also saying, and not a tree trunk either.
No.
I really
like, would you not also say a grassy meadow? Like the ideal.
Okay, yeah, but I'm just saying that if I'm in a predicament where my option is a van or a vehicle to lean up against, and something, like I doubt that my other option in most circumstances is going to be a grassy meadow. I just don't feel like that's. It's almost as unlikely as us having someone have sex against our van.
You know what scenario I think could be a bit more plausible is like, if you're in like a quiet, but also lots of vehicles in the parking lot. And like some couple wants to have sex in between two vehicles to like kind of have
like
a bit of privacy.
So like on the pavement.
Yeah, but like in between the van vehicles. And the next vehicle parked.
So not necessarily using the van as like a
well, they
balancing.
Might bump into it here and there, but.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
I think that's a worse option because then I have to be on the ground on the pavement.
Well, not necessarily. I'm just saying like it gives you a bit of privacy because you're blocked from two sides.
Right. I kind of imagine though that would be the scenario, but they'd just be upright maybe.
Yeah.
Using the van.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same scenario then.
Well, in my mind, I was thinking like your van is just, you know, stand alone by itself, looking around like, oh, where should we go? That van, that looks perfect. Let's go lean on the side of that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I could never see that happening. I'd be interested to know if anyone else has had that happen to them, especially Angelique. I really want to know from.
Yeah, we need to hear the story.
Angelique. Yeah, she's from Wild Roads Ahead. If you guys want to check her out, she's hilarious. But I feel like there needs to be a story time.
Or someone else's
van. Don't get out of your van and then go against someone else's van. So no, it's never happened. But I feel like we've given enough info. So this actually goes really well with the next question to what we were just talking about. This is Alex, my really good friend Alex, who we've gone camping with. She's a blast. She's come to a couple van life meetups. I'm trying to get her into the van life.
And I mean, like
van life realm.
You could keep it at a bit lower of a volume. Perfect
for it. So Alex says, how do you create privacy when you're camping in popular spots with other people close by?
That's great advice, babe.
So don't go outside of your van.
That's your answer,
and have
Alex.
Sex against it. Imagine like you're staying with family and your bedroom is like right next to the living room where all 50 of your family members are hanging out. It's like a big reunion. You know, you probably wouldn't in the middle of your get together be like, hey, me and my partner are just going to go into this bedroom really quick.
Yeah.
Maybe like 5 minutes, or it could be like 35 minutes. It really depends.
Yeah.
That's like, okay. And then you go in, you're like, oh, but by the way, please don't come in. And you close the door and you're like, but you will hear stuff. And you're going to see some, like, you might, like, you just might hear something, which would be the equivalent of, like, the van rocking. And, like, I know some people might do that, and that's fine. We normally, like, we, as in you and I, we wouldn't normally do that. We would not excuse ourselves from a family gathering to go into the room next to everybody and then have very loud, very aggressive sex. We do that in the privacy of our home. Very loud, very aggressive sex. But we usually, like, in those kinds of situations, us personally, we just wait until probably evening time. Like, wait until night. Just more of, like, the, you know, being courteous and not wanting to draw attention to ourselves. And, I mean, again, if you're like, no, that might not be a reality all the time. You know, you might only have, like, during the day, during those really popular spots. Just be aware that you might get some looks when you get out of your vehicle.
Yeah, and just deal with that. I think, like, the motion of the van, here's a pro tip. The van will shake more, like, to the left and right versus, like, the front and back. So if you thrust kind of lengthwise as opposed to widthwise, then the van won't shake as much. I'm just saying.
You heard it here first, folks. Lengthwise.
Yeah.
Thrust lengthwise. No, do not thrust widthwise if you don't want to cause a scene.
Yeah, because most van builds, I guess it depends on your van.
Test it out first.
Most vans.
Have someone go out and someone else rocks the van from the inside lengthwise and then widthwise.
Test it out, yeah. And see, do some science.
See which one is more disruptive and then go from there.
Right. I feel like most high top vans are like kind of top heavy. And if you got a lot of weight on your walls, like it's very easy for it to kind of sway back and forth. So it's much less likely to sway front to back.
I love that.
And it'll be a lot less noticeable.
Was this something that you were able to take into account when we were in the van? Or is this just like a, you know, 2020 hindsight, like I'm able to look back now and I.
Yeah, it's just something that came to me.
Right.
But it's something that, like, I had considered but wasn't really able to, wasn't able to put into practice due to the orientation of our bed.
I mean, I feel like there was a couple situations where we were thrusting lengthwise.
Well, yeah.
Like, we did it. It's been done.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I mean, I was kind of busy. I wasn't really taking into account I just knew that it probably was disruptive regardless to the people around us. But I didn't really care. We just got in the front and drove away.
Yeah, I do think there is just some degree of, like, shoulder shrugging involved. Like, someone notices, they notice.
So one of the other questions that we got from Dan, he had asked us how our card game was from the other night. So I'd shared on my stories that we were playing the card game by the Skin Deep that's called Honest X, I think. I'll just call it Honest. And, you know, I got that for us, I want to say, just after, well, it was supposed to arrive for Valentine's Day, which is so funny, but it ended up coming, I think, the next day. And we have used the cards for the couples edition, where it's like just prompts, basically. It asks you questions, or it's questions that you ask each other. And it's meant to just facilitate kind of like a safe space where you can have maybe difficult conversations. And there was one specifically about like intimacy, sex, like all that stuff. And I thought it could be really interesting for us to explore that together. And so I got that for us. We've played it a couple times. We haven't done that one as much as we've done the other card game by the Skin Deep. But yeah, it was nice. It's nice to, some of the questions are either very vague, and I think that's the point. It's for you to interpret it however you want to interpret it. Some of them are kind of repetitive.
Yeah.
It can be, you know, like it's just part of it. It did offer the opportunity to have some very open conversations, some very like emotional conversations. And I mean, I'm emotional in general, like cry about everything. But yeah, it was like an opportunity to kind of just have this really real look into our romantic relationship and how each of us is kind of interpreting like our sex life. And yeah, it was just really, it was, I think, a good opportunity to kind of be on the same page.
Yeah. Are we sponsored by this brand?
No, God, no. You can talk shit about it.
Okay. I like the concept of these card games. Like the idea of just having like thoughtful prompts to provoke, you know, deep conversations and, you know, hard conversations in some cases. I just feel like the actual prompts themselves could be a bit higher quality.
Oh, totally. For the price. Yeah. For the price, 100%. They could have been way better.
I also found some of them just like didn't make sense. I was like, what is this actually asking? This is very ambiguous.
Okay, but you're also the guy that when I asked what your favorite color was, you said it depends on the context. And I still will stand not, by that. Okay, I'm just saying I wouldn't take your insight on not understanding the question. I'm sorry. I love you. You know this. I love you with everything I have, but you couldn't even, I just wanted to know what your favorite color was. I wasn't looking for something crazy. And you're like, it depends on the context. I'm like, no, just like pick a color. You're like, no, I cannot.
I can pick a color that I like looking at. Does that count?
That's the question. This is what I mean.
Because like whenever you ask like, what's your favorite color? Like usually your favorite color would be like something you'd buy most of your clothes in, something you'd buy your car in, something you'd like a lot of your things would be of that color, but I don't have like one color that's consistent across like all of my items.
Right. But for the record, it's not that deep.
Okay.
This is something we're saving for therapy. So yeah, no, I feel like the questions obviously could have been a bit of higher quality, but I think for what it's worth and, you know, as two people who are able to have conversations and have difficult conversations and then build from that, it's a good like we said prompt.
I have a good app idea. So like similar idea, software, but developer. Yeah, it's just an app form, and you could have like community contributed prompts, and then people can vote on them, and then you can like rank them, and you can pick only the good ones.
I mean, Reddit.
What?
Well, you can vote for things on Reddit. I'm sure there's a subreddit that exists just like that. And you can have top rated partner questions. Discussion
prompts?
Yeah, 100%. There's story like prompts.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that exists. 100% I bet that exists already.
And it doesn't. We should start that.
Okay. And then we'll get all of our homies up in there.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. And then we'll make this the last one. So someone had wanted to know hygiene comfort with no shower.
Baby wipes.
Baby wipe baths. You know, something obviously that you can be super susceptible to with being in a van is like UTIs. You know, it can, when you don't have like quick access to maybe like a toilet or the ability to clean yourself up, you know, if you don't have a shower in your build and you don't have a toilet in your build, obviously after sex, it's super important to go pee. And to be able to clean yourself, that helps with, you know, keeping infections and UTIs non-existent. That's just like kind of standard sex hygiene. And, you know, sometimes when you don't have easy access to that, it can, you know, be difficult to maintain a healthy sex life in a van.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can see, yeah, there being some logistical frictions there. But, you know, you could just also get like a gym membership, or you could have an outdoor shower in your van, or you could, whatever. You could use baby wipes. It's just something you kind of need to plan for a little bit.
It does kind of require at times for you to like plan out, you know, like I know some people are like, oh, planning when you have sex is like not super like romantic and sexy and stuff like that, which, it, you know, for some people, obviously it might not be. But in some situations, like even if you're not explicitly saying like, I want to have sex with you tonight, you might like, you know, go out of your way to be like, hey, I want to make sure that I shower today and I have a nice shower and clean myself up and I'm looking my finest for babe. Like, you know, and you could not, like, you don't have to. But I know that you might just want to plan those things ahead of time. Like, again, sometimes, you know, people really like the spontaneity of just, you know, being able to have sex and there's no plans and it just happens. But that just might not be a reality in a van, because sometimes, you know, you're preserving water. If you have like an outdoor shower, like you might not want to just like, you know, be like, oh, you want to do this right now? I have to clean up. Like, we don't have any water. Like, do this right now. Okay.
We only have 40 liters of water. We can't use 20 on sex tonight. That's absurd. We got two more nights in the desert.
Well, that's where baby wipes are good. I mean, your baby wipe bath. I know that, again, that's not super sexy for some people, but yeah, no, I think like it really, sometimes you just kind of have to plan it. Might take the fun out of it, but just having, you know, the just knowing like, okay, maybe I'll have a shower on tomorrow. Like, and then I'll seduce my partner.
So the solution is to have a shared Google Calendar and schedule your showers.
Yeah.
And coordinate ahead of time.
And I think showers can be like code word for sex. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm having a shower tomorrow morning.
Wide eyes.
Yeah, wide eyes, like eyebrows underlining. Raised. Yeah, underlining it. But yeah, I feel like, you know, it's an added challenge in the sense that you kind of have to navigate it together. And it can be really difficult for some couples. Like, you know, moving into a van can be stressful, and finding a place to park for the night can be stressful, and making sure that you have water and propane and fuel for your vehicle and you're getting enough solar and you have power to charge your stuff and you're also working and you need internet. Like, that's all stress related things. Those are all things we normally don't have to worry about living in a house. It's more just the money, right? Paying into rent. But you have your job and you just pay it and you get your water from somewhere and you get your electricity from somewhere and your internet man comes and hooks up your internet and you have internet. There's a lot more stress that goes into the lifestyle. I don't want to like glamorize it and be like, you move into a van and it's awesome and it's perfect and it's flowers and beaches and cream and it's awesome and all the time. There's day-to-day stress of just like having those things figured out. But once you have them figured out and you get into a bit of a rhythm, everything else kind of starts to fall into place. And hopefully you're in a relationship where, you know, the communication is, is good. You know, when it comes to your sex life specifically and keeping it spicy, like nice outfits, if you're into that, toys, if you're into that, you know, just keeping it interesting and keeping it engaged. And even if you're not in a relationship, I mean, you know, this was something that I plan to talk a bit more in depth on my Instagram, but like just sexual health specifically just for yourself, like, especially like if you're traveling by yourself and solo traveling and, you know, taking the time to really like take care of yourself in all the ways, like self-care. I mean, really ultimately, like, you know, that's important too. If that's something that, you know, you engage in, yeah, taking care of yourself and like having some nice little toys available if that's what you vibe with, which I do. So yeah, I think those are all like really important things, and just making sure you're happy and you're taking care of yourself. And then if you're in a relationship, that you and your partner are, you know, talking and communication is open.
That was a great summary. I don't have much to add other than I think you'll figure it out for anybody that's actually concerned about making it work. It'll just be something you'll need to adjust to, just like a lot of other things in the lifestyle. But it's really not that bad.
It really ain't that bad.
But
Go lengthwise.
Thrust lengthwise.
We're proud of you.
Keep it up.
But also, don't worry if you can't. No pressure. Set the mood for yourself. There's no stress. If you can't keep it up, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't get in your head about it. Don't get it in both your heads about it. I'm wrapping this up. We love you guys. And, you know, thank you so much for checking out this episode. Make sure you're following us on Life and Van Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok. I'm trying to get more lively on TikTok. It is just such an ordeal for me.
If you guys are interested in my tri-weekly episode, shoot Chris a DM and give some feedback.
Or don't and say you did. Yeah, okay. If you want that solo episode with Taylor, you know, flood the comments, flood my DMs, flood the Life and Van Podcast Instagram. We want more Taylor. I will take offense to it. And yeah, we will catch you next week with a guest episode.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.